Malcolm lets out a groan I've heard only in wrestling matches. But it works. We gain a second wave of strength, and together we pull Zachary out of the water. Zachary's shirt clings to his body, and water drips down his face. He gasps for air, then looks confused like someone who got off an elevator at the wrong floor. "That was a snap," Malcolm says, cracking his knuckles. Ferris says a prayer so long that I know he has missed his true calling. He would make a great preacher. He ends with an amen, then says, "God bless you, Zachary." Zachary smiles, and I wonder if he's feeling different. Because standing out here, waist deep in Gossamer Lake, next to my best friend, I'm feeling different. Light and good, and maybe even holy. After Ferris signs Zachary's Bible, Kate drives Zachary back to the trailer. The rest of us follow on foot, except Malcolm, who rushes home to his mom before she notices he's missing. The moment is kind of bittersweet because even though Zachary got baptized, we know the social worker will be here tomorrow. Walking through town, Ferris leads us in Amazing Grace. We all know the words, even